We're in the middle of understanding the kula of the Gemara. Kol Musa de Misamra Bapei Tlas Tlas Bei Mishum Lishna Bisha. As I said yesterday, there are three pshatim. Yesterday we discussed the Rashbam and we started to discuss the Rambam, and today we're going to discuss Tosis as well. The Shitas HaRashbam yesterday was that this is a heter in Hilchis Rechilis. That you're allowed to tell somebody something that someone else said about him. You're allowed to tell the subject of the words. Normally that would be Rechilis. And here it's mutter, the Chofetz Chaim said two pshatim. Either it's mutter, it's Gzeres HaKosev. That's the pshat he says in the main body of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And in a footnote, he says a second reason, that maybe the reason it's mutter is because the person himself who said it, by saying it in front of three people, gave reshus for it to be said over. So that was the Rashbam's chant. So I don't know, so on the way up, Ari asks me, Akasha, that l'chayra, there should be a different iser. There's an iser of einas devarim. To tell somebody, to say words to someone that causing tsar is alive. Is an iser alive. And if so, if you tell somebody that Pliny said something negative about you, l'chayra, you're going to cause him tsar. And that should be aser al einas devarim. So I don't know.
No, anyway, and you should tell him again. It's not.
So you have to come to that heter again. He's going to have that tsar anyway, because he's going to find that anyway.
We had yesterday
that we had ten ganovim, and there's zecher going to steal. That doesn't seem to be a heter.
Someone's an honest somebody. And if it's tsar, because the rotzen is not going to tsar as the bachim. But that's the fact that it's tsar itself. It's not such a... To say the tsar is going to be...
What are you going to do with the lav? You're telling somebody...
It's not a tsar.
Why?
Because you're going to have it anyway.
But whoever tells it to him, it's a tsar, no?
They're going to have it anyway. It's not... It's no issue.
Alright, that heta that's going to happen anyway, which seems to be the one, the heta that everyone talks about, any of the pshatim, needs a hazmat. But that seems to be the heta that's going to happen anyway. The question is why that's a heta. I don't know if there's a problem with this kula. Yesterday, we mentioned the Rambam's pshat. The Rambam's pshat fits more into pshat than the Rashbam. It's more into pshat hadavar. The pshat, according to the Rambam, is that if something was said in front of three people, there's no lashon hara. You can repeat it over afterwards. The three people could be mefarsim the inyan. So that was the Rambam's pshat, that if it was said in front of three people, those three people now could say it because the word is going to get out anyway. And then the Rambam said, "Vavach lo yisgavin legalose yaiser." If your kavana is to spread it, that's aser. But it means when you're talking to somebody, if there are conversation, you could talk about it. Kilu, it's something everyone knows. That's the Rambam's heter. L'chayra, that heter would apply something that's in the news that everybody hears about. So if you're going to talk about it, even though it might be lashon hara, otherwise, according to the Rambam, that's a heter of avach lo yisgav l'galoisa yaiser. That's probably the heter for things, if there is a heter for things on the news that people talk to each other about, the stomach, that's the heter. Again, news is not always true, but that's the heter. The Chofetz Chaim, Kedarkei B'Kodesh, limits the Rambam's heter very much. He says himself, it's very hard to say that we don't pass like the Rambam. He says it could be the Rashbam. That the Rashbam would be minded to the Rambam's heter also. So he says, it's a Rambam shita, but he limits it, and the way he limits it, two of his limits, to my mind, are it can't go together. Listen to what the Chofetz Chaim says. He says, someone said lashon hara in front of three people. Those three people are allowed to say it over, like the Rambam, but no one else is allowed to. It's only a heter for those three people who saw that it was said in front of three people. But if someone tells you something, he tells you it was said in front of three people. For you, that's not a heter to repeat it. So it's only a heter for those three people to say it over and not for anybody else to repeat it. So right away, that limits it very, very seriously. Chafetz Chaim says, the Shavu D'Oraisa, you can't trust an Eid Echad. Someone tells you he said it in front of three, you can't trust him alone. So only those three people themselves could say it. Or if you have some independent knowledge, you know it was said in front of three, I guess the heta for things that are on the news would still be a heta. So you know it was said publicly. But the heta of Asugya, Zechta Chafetz Chaim, limit number one, is only a heta for those three people and not for other people. It's not a heta for other people to say it. Very tough criteria. The second criteria, he says, now listen to this, Dr. Chafetz Chaim, what's the heter if something is said to three people that they're allowed to repeat it? The heter is, because it's going to get repeated anyway, it was said to three people. He says, if those three people are Yirei Hashem Yisbarach, if those three people are Yirei Hashem, not the type to repeat it, or even if one of the three is the Yirei Hashem, so you don't have three people that are likely to repeat it, so the Chafetz Chaim, then the whole heter falls away. The whole heter falls away if even one of the three people is the Yirei Hashem and not likely to say it over. And not only that, he says, even if they're all three are not Yirei Hashem, if one of them is a kariv or a friend of the person it's spoken about, says then the heter falls off, because the whole heter is goodbye. That if one person said it in front of three, all three are going to say it over. If not all three are going to say it over, because one of them is Yirei Shemayim, let's say for Chafetz Chaim all the time, or he's a friend of the person he's speaking about, he's not going to spread the rumor. So if the Chafetz Chaim, then the whole heter falls off. Very, very strange thing. You know, who are we talking about in this Gemara? We're talking about three people that say Lashon Hara anyway. So the Gemara says, you three, you're allowed to say it because it was said in front of three. According to Chafetz Chaim, we're only talking about three people who are the type that would say it even if it's awesome. It's a very strange thing. I saw in the Sukkos David, he says he doesn't understand this Chafetz Chaim. What's the Chafetz Chaim talking about? If somebody said in front of three, there's a heter to repeat. But only if those three people are the type that will repeat it even if there were no heter. Who are you talking to? If the three are going to repeat it even if there's no heter, So what's the chiddush? What do you need a heter for that? So I would say, okay, the three of them are three Rishayim. They're saying it. The chiddush is that other people can repeat it later. But the Chafetz Chaim said that other people can't repeat it later anyway. The heter is only for those three. So if the heter is only for those three, the Chafetz Chaim basically throws this heter in the garbage. It comes out, the heter is only for people who talk Lashon Hara anyhow. That's what it seems to be. So who's the heter for? Huh? Who's the heter for? Most people. The Metzius is that most people are willing to go and speak Lashon Hara. I hope not. I'll tell you where it would still be a heter. Let's say something was said in front of 20 people. Could be the Chafetz Chaim means that. If it was said in front of 20 people, so in the whole classroom, so it was said in front of a whole, in front of a dinner, a speaker says something, Lashon Hara. So 500 people heard it. The Chafetz Chaim is saying, as long as there are three, not Yirei Hashem Yisbarach, in the crowd, then it's a heter to say it over. So it could be that's the Hechetimtze, that'd be the only Hechetimtze, the way it comes out from the Chafetz Chaim, that the heter applies. That there were three people who are going to repeat it even if it's awesome. And you know firsthand that it was said in front of three. So the only way this heter would come is taka on the news, or in a public place, or in a classroom, in a place where it's said in front of many people. In such a case, there would be a heter like the Rambam. That would answer him. This is because David is asking Akasha, who's the heter said for? Taka, if it's only said in front of three, who's the heter said for? But if it's said in front of a whole classroom of people, so that would be at least one kula that would come out from this Rambam. And Chafetz Chaim says one more nekuda that Berma'im Chaim Yudalid, that this is all talking if it's a juicy piece of information. If it's a gnus katan, if it's a small gnai, then you don't have the heter, because you can't assume every day they're going to say it over. So then they're saying something that's taka, you know, big news, that there's a taivitus to repeat. He says a taivitus to repeat, so that there's a heter. But some small piece of Lashon Hara, which is not so exciting. What's a small piece of Lashon Hara? Comes light to say it, huh? So you can't light to say it once. A small piece of Lashon Hara. Not so exciting. People are not going to say it over. So it's Chafetz Chaim, you don't have a head. So Chafetz Chaim takes a lot of the joy out of this Gemara. The Lumaisa, the bottom line, like the Chafetz Chaim, the only thing that comes out really is big news that hits the radio. Or in a very public place that was said to Pearson, that's the only heter really that comes out from this Shitas Rambam. Uvavad shalay yiskavin legaloy seyoyser. It can't be your idea. You're planning to spread the word when you talk to people. You're schmoozing with a friend, talk about the weather. You're allowed to talk about you heard the news. Any Jewish ball player took steroids. So you heard the news. Yeah. So you want to say Lashon Hara about somebody, so then you're allowed. So that's Shita Saraka. The third Shita, which is the biggest kula, is Taisus. Taisus on Yom Bay is the second Taisus. Les Bevisham Lishna Bisha, totally new pshat, the biggest kula of all. Pirish La Isay Sha'aymer Lifnei Gimel. You hear this one. You're allowed to say Lashon Hara in front of three people. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam said that the person who said Lashon Hara said it to Isser, to three people. And the heter is now. Once the word is out, the three people can repeat it Vayter. Tosfos says, no. You're allowed to go in the first place and say it to three people. You're allowed to say it to three people. Somebody can figure out a svara for this. Come out, yeah, to understand. How could it be a heter to say Lashon Hara to three people? Two people is us, and three people is Mutter. You want to say a good piece of Lashon Hara, you tell somebody, wait 1 minute, have to call two others over, and that makes it more kulidic. It's Mabel Harayim. To understand such a heter is kamat impossible. The only mahalach a Chafetz Chaim could find is to base it on a Tosfos in Erechin. The Tosfos here tells you that it's a sugya in Erechin. Tosfos in Erechin says, you know what you're allowed to say in front of three people. There's something called a milsa de mishtama ba'ape tre. Words that could be understood two ways. You say something about someone, and it could be understood two ways. The example the Chafetz Chaim brings, which is actually from the Gemara, as you say, you know, they're always cooking in his house. They're always cooking food. There's always food in his house. So that could be understood. A shvach. He always has guests. They have a lot of guests in the house. There's always food for guests. Or it could be understood to be a gnai. You know, he's partying all the time. All they do is eat. Something that could be understood two ways. That's called avak lashon hara, even if you mean it l'tayv. That Tosfos holds, you're allowed to say bape plus, you're allowed to say in front of three. There's an assumption that if you're going to say something in a place where it's most likely going to be heard by the subject, he's going to know you said it. Stum, most people don't want to get into fights. You wouldn't say something, a gnai, in such a way. You wouldn't say a gnai. And therefore, it must be understood properly. That's the That's the way. It's the only way to understand Tosis, the way this way that Chafetz Chaim says, even though it's kosher here in Tosis. But again, that makes this into a very shvach, weak heter now. But there are certain parts of Lashon Hara. It depends who you say it to. Somebody once called me for information about someone in the shul. Afterwards, the father of this boy called me. He says, he was very upset. He says, you know, I'll give you a chance to answer. But they told me they're going to call you. And 5 minutes later, they called me back and they said, they're not interested in the shidduch. You messed up the shidduch. And they told me. I said, it's true, I did mess up the shidduch. They asked me if I think your son would wear a bekeshim or a strimal. So I said, no way. Strimal, forget it. Even a bekeshim, there's no way he would wear it. So I told this to this father. He said, oh, that's what happened. Okay, you're not upset anymore, you know. I gave accurate information. If you tell a Hasidish family that somebody won't wear a bekeshim, that's Lashon Hara. Huh? For them, maybe it's Lashon Hara. I don't know. Huh? Now, here was a big tayelus because the shidduch wasn't going to be. Not called Lashon Hara. And Chafetz Chaim says certain things are Lashon Hara, depending on who you say it to. Interesting. I remember twice Rav Shmuel spoke here in Tarav Hadass. Some more over the years. I remember two times. Each time he did something that made it more memorable. But one time he spoke here, and Rav Palm introduced him. So he got up and he said, "Echmein," as the Tarav Hadass Rosh Yeshiva, "at Geret Lashon Hara." That's what he said. So everyone perked up. So he says, "Shteken Chafetz Chaim," that if you speak someone's praise very much, that's Avak Lashon Hara. So you praise someone a lot, the other person will answer, oh, he's not such a big Talmachach. He said he was introduced, Hagoy Nagodol, or whatever the phrase was. He said he thinks he spoke Avak Lashon Hara. That's what he said. I think afterwards, Rav Palm had to introduce the next speaker. I think he said he doesn't know what to say. What's he going to say? But the halachas of Lashon Hara depend very much on the circumstance. I remember we once had an argument in the dining room when I was a bacher. Someone said about someone else that he knows Shas Bal Peh. So the other person said, what are you talking about? You're exaggerating. You don't know Shas Bal Peh. He's a big Talmud Chacham. He knows a lot. But he doesn't know Shas Bal Peh, which is probably true. So then the argument was, is that Lashon Hara? If someone thinks someone knows Shas Bal Peh, and you tell him he doesn't know Shas Bal Peh, is that Lashon Hara? Huh? Some it is, no? I'll tell you Alice in saying it. What do you think? Huh? No, it's not based on Lashon Hara. Stomach's Lashon Hara. He thinks he knows Shas Bal Peh. Lashon Hara is even if it's true. He says he doesn't know Shas Bal Peh. This is Lashon Hara. They come up all the time. It's good to learn to keep your mouth shut. In Klal Yud, the Chafetz Chaim goes through a list of 7 conditions of Lashon Hara L'Tayelus. You should learn the 7 conditions. I'm not going to go through all 7 conditions now, especially it's a little late. But there are 2 conditions that are very nageya, halacha l'maisa, about Lashon Hara L'Tayelus. There are 2 conditions that come up all the time and people are not aware of. I'm talking about good people who know you only say Lashon Hara L'Tayelus. One, the 7th condition of Chafetz Chaim, is you're only allowed to say Lashon Hara L'Tayelus if you're saying it L'Shem Tayelus. If you're angry at the person and you're happy to have the opportunity to say Lashon Hara about it, Chafetz Chaim says it's awesome. It's a big chiddush. But that means, let's say somebody worked for you and he robbed from you, he stole from you. You fire him. You're angry at him. You have a right to be angry at him. So now he applies to take care of the cash register in the local supermarket. So the owner of the supermarket calls you. He says, plenty worked for you. What do you have to say about it? He's by moment also. You have to be matzalim from this gazlan. The guy's going to steal from him. So the Chofetz Chaim, if you're saying it with your own anger, or your own sinner, you're not allowed to say it. So what are you supposed to do? So Chofetz Chaim says, Yeshev the Yosir HaSinna Malibay. Sit down, you take the sin out of your heart. Which might take a few weeks, a few months. So what do you do? People ask me this question very often. If somebody is, let's say, they don't tell me the name, obviously. They say someone's dating someone. And you know something bad about him. And they ask me information. And am I allowed to say, or someone applies for a job, but I'm angry at the guy. What do you do? So I have an etzah. What I tell them to do is to tell the caller to ask plainly. In other words, there's someone else who knows the information who doesn't have a sinner. Usually one person knows, there are others who know. If he stole from you, some of the co-workers know also. There are people who don't have the same sinner. Tell him to call plainly. And plainly will have a head to give the information. It's an etzah. But otherwise, it's a tremendously limiting restriction on Lashon Hara L'Tayelis. And there's one other condition, which also is a very important condition. Chafetz Chaim says you're only allowed to say Lashon Hara L'Tayelis if the einish that's going to come to the person is not more than he deserves kafi what he did. If the consequences of Lashon Hara are correct for what he did, in that case, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara. But if you know that the consequences are going to be worse, then it's awesome. It's awesome. That means, for example, they had this conference from a Chanchin, the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation had... was it last week? I was in spoil because they called me a long time ago to speak there, and I agreed. I thought, how many mechatim are going to come already? And the place was jam packed. There were probably between 400 or 500 people there. And the most principals, the most yeshivas were there. It was a very nice chashuva ayilu. And this question came up. The question was, if you have, let's say, an eighth grader, and the principals are calling for information about him, what you're allowed to say? Chofetz Chaim says that one of the restrictions of Lashon Hara, L'Tayelis, is if you say something and the consequences are not fair, they're not kafi shuras hadin, you're not allowed to say it. If you're going to say something that's going to cause that this person is not going to be able to get any yeshiva, but he doesn't deserve it, it's not such a big avla that he does. You know, he's not a terrible kid, he's just, you know, let's say he struggles in his studies. You tell somebody, you know, he's a failing student. He's a nice kid, but he doesn't, not so smart. He doesn't pass. So the way yeshivas are today, he's not going to get into yeshiva. We got into trouble once or twice during the year. If they would have told that to the Masifta I went to, I wouldn't have gotten any Masifta either. After my eighth grade. So then it's a Lashon Hara, which is going to bring a bigger einish than you deserve. Now this is nagei l'maisa with things like shidduch information, is where you have a heter to tell something. But you know, if you tell these people, they're going to spread it all over town. So that you're not allowed to tell them. The person doesn't deserve it. Should be spread all over town. Even if it's an avla that he did, no English that everyone has to know about it. So it's another severe restriction on Lashon Hara L'Tayelis. Those are the seven restrictions. I always tell people the Chofetz Chaim has seven restrictions, and he has an eighth one later. The eighth one later, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you have the same chesaron, so you shouldn't say the chesaron about him. Chofetz Chaim adds that later, that if you have the same chesaron, so you can't say something negative about someone else who has that chesaron. Because then, if I don't wear a bekish, I don't know. But these are restrictions on Lashon Hara L'Tayelis, which which every yid has to know. So you have to know Hilchos Mukta, you have to know Hilchos Lashon Hara. Comes up, it comes up very often. At least this is the clue that what? It's very hard. If you're not sure, you ask a shayla like everything else. You know, usually you could ask a shayla without saying the name, so you ask a shayla. That's true. But it's a tough thing. Sometimes you're caught between Issa Lashon Hara on one side and Lesamed Al Damariach on the other side. You know, you want a person to get into a problem. So it becomes a very tricky balancing act. Okay, so that's a little bit of Hilchos Lashon Hara. We really should spend a few weeks on Hilchos Lashon Hara. Maybe it'll make a roshim on us to be careful what we say. It's possible. It's possible to train yourself not to talk about other people. The truth is, if you want to train yourself not to talk about other people, you have to train yourself not to judge other people. When you judge people, you end up feeling a certain self-righteous entitlement to say bad things about them. If you don't judge people, then you don't come to Lashon Hara so quickly. And also you have a happier life if you don't judge people. So things are much easier. I don't know. This GPS I got on this fall from it. My son, I always get lost wherever I go. My son bought me a GPS. So it's a little GPS, a box. I put it down. It tells me where to go. And I go the wrong way anyway every time. I never know when the right or when the left. And every time I make a mistake, it's such a calm voice. You know, I'm not listening to it. You know, it says in a calm voice, it says, keeps on saying, recalculating route. You know, every time I travel, it does it 6-7 times. And it doesn't get upset, doesn't get insulted. You know, I think it would scream at me or something. It doesn't get insulted, doesn't raise its voice. So I was wondering why. Why doesn't it get angry? I guess it doesn't get angry because it doesn't take it personally. Nothing personal. I can't have anything personal against the machine. So it's the same thing. If you don't take it personally, you won't you just recalculate the rat all the time, and you won't come to be angry at people. You won't come. I have someone who comes to my house often. It was in an apartment house, and it happens often in an apartment house. He's convinced the people who live above him deliberately bang the floor all the time and keep him up all the time. You know, the people upstairs are nice people from people, and he wants me to talk to them. I don't want to talk to them. I tried to train him that he shouldn't judge them. He should pretend that, you know, there's hail outside or something. You know, it's waking him up. He could be upset. He's up. He's not angry at them. It's not going to bother him. The most of what keeps people up is you're angry at the people. I remember when I was in the dorm, I learned this lesson once. When I was in the dorm, I always took the bed closest to the sink. I shouldn't have nekel vasa shailas. So the sink was dripping. You know, they don't change the washes too often. You know, Yossi Freeman wasn't in the dorm then. And it was dripping. I asked them to change the wash. It was still dripping, you know, so before I went to sleep, I tried to close it as tight as I could, and it would drip. It would keep me up. And sometimes I went to sleep, I got it closed. Someone would come in later than me and wash his hands, and it would start dripping again. And the dripping kept me up until they fixed it. So I realized one night, I was going to sleep, and it was raining outside. And there were sounds of dripping. And it didn't bother me. I was able to fall asleep. So I was wondering why, when the sink drips, just one or two drips, I can't fall asleep. And all these drips outside, not only I can fall asleep, some people record this to help them fall asleep. What's up, Shad? I couldn't fall asleep because I couldn't figure out why. You know. So it seems that really what bothers people, it's not be'etzem. It's if you feel something shouldn't be a certain way, it bothers you. It shouldn't be this way, it bothers you. You get angry, you get upset. If you stop worrying about whether it should be this way, it shouldn't be this way, that's the way it is. Life is so much easier. It's so much more fun. Life is more fun if you don't judge people. It's, you don't get angry if the car that cuts you off. Okay, but let's learn some of the Masrei. Let's see. The Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara wants to say that they argue in this machlaikis, so the Gemara says no. The Gemara has a few choices. First, the Gemara says lie, the third line. Okay, let's try to see the Gemara's maskana. Lie. So we have a machlaikis, again, if macha is b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shalosh. That's the machlaikis, right? A macha is in front of two or in front of three. Now, as I say, let's forget Hilchus Lashon Hara. I don't mean forget. I mean, let's put aside Hilchus Lashon Hara and let's see what's the machlaikis if you need macha b'fnei shnayim or macha b'fnei shalosh. So Gemara says first line, the kuliyami isluhu derabba barafuna. Everyone agrees that there's no lishna bisha b'fnei gimel. V'acha ba kemiflis. Man yama b'fnei shnayim k'sava macha shalai b'fanav layava macha. So since you have to do the macha b'fanav anyway, you don't need chavra chavra isluhu. You could do a macha shalai b'fanav. So how's he going to hear about it only because the chavra chavra is slicey? You need three people to create a gilui mils. Or ibay yisema. The kuli alma macha shalai b'fanav have a macha. Everyone holds shalai b'fanav is good, which is the way we pass it. V'acha b'ahu k'mifu. Man da'amar b'fnei bay savar sadusa b'inan. Man da'amar b'fnei gimel savar gilui milsa b'inan. That's the maskan. The one who says two says why two? You need Aiden. You make a macha, you need Aiden. The one says three, says Gili Mil Sabina, and you have to be a farce in this area. Explain to me, what is the machlaikis here? The one who says two doesn't hold you need Gili Milsa. Everybody holds a macha, shalai b'fanav, has to get back to the mazik, so you should know to keep his shtar. What's pshat here in the Gemara? Gemara says, the one who holds two says Tadusabim. The one who says three holds Gilim Milsabim. What do you mean? The one who holds two doesn't hold Gilim Milsabim? What's going on? What's pshat in the Gemara? Pashu pshat. So if you look at the Rashbam, I think the Rashbam is saying that the one who holds two, with two, it's possible the word will get back to the Mosek. It's not like two, nobody hears, and three, everyone hears. No. Two, it's possible it'll get back to him. Three, it's probable it'll get back to him. In Halacha, we consider it a vaday. Nothing's a vaday, but... So the machlokes is, the one who says three, Dr. Rashbam holds, it has to be Karav Levaday, the word will get back. See, these three people. The one who says two holds, it has to be Shayach, it'll get back. As long as it's shayach, the word will get back. It's good enough, and that was the chafetz, the Rashbam's lashon on the Amud Aleph a couple of times. That's yachal lavai laznei hamazik. It just has to be yachal lavai. And that shtimzu what we said that like most rishayim, even if the witnesses tell you the word never got back to the mazik, it's still a good macha. Because we don't need it vaday got back. We need it's possible. You have to make a macha that could get back. Shein came light the Rashbam, the light the Madyama b'fnei Gimel. He says that Vaday has to get back. What Hagufa? What's this Tolian? That Vaday has to get back, or likely to get back. So it's Mistavrin. I think it says in Taisus Rid. I saw it in the Oyel Taira, the Likut. Shein to Taisus Rid. That this is Tolian, the two arrows again that we had. What is the starting point of a machar? What is the ikar nekuda, the shayrish of the machar? If the shayrish of the machar is that he should hear about it and watch his shtar, if it starts from him watching his shtar, then you need a karav levadai that will hear about it. The ikar of a machar is he should hear about it. So you need a karav levadai, you need b'fnei shlosh. If the ikar of a machar is that it has to that you shouldn't be someone who's quiet when someone's in your field. The ikar of a macha is, how could you be quiet? Someone's in your field. If that's the ikar of a macha, so b'fnei shnayim is adequate. And it's good enough that it's b'fnei shnayim. So Taisus Rut says it could be that's the macha like this, which of course with shtim, we pass in b'fnei shnayim. So with shtim, with the pshat, that the ikar of a macha is to make a, to say your piece, and that's adequate. Tosfos seems to have a different shot. Tosfos sahadusa be'inon. So Tosfos is bothered by this. Madiyama sahadusa be'inon. What does he do with Gilui Milsa? So Tosfos has an interesting shot. Tosfos sahadusa be'inon ilav mishum sahadusa havasagi bechad. Really, be enough even telling one person. Why? The chaver chaver is like, you tell one person, the world will get around to. Even though lashon hara you need three. Hainu lefi shemalim inayseim ibnei adam. You hear what Taisa says? So yes, lashon hara that has no tayeles. So people are reluctant to say it over. First, they're from people that are reluctant to say it over. So lashon hara, which is shaloi l'tayeles, that you need three people to ensure that it'll spread. Something that's not lashon hara, sadusa beina, that you make a machoi, you should not wash your star. So that which you're allowed to say over, it's enough to say in front of one person. Other rabbi, it's a teyelus. He's going to try to be mefarsim. It's a very geshmak of pshat and taisis. That lashon hara, you need three people for it to spread. Other things, you tell one person, because okay, two people, it's enough for it to spread. The only thing I didn't understand, like Taisus, is what's the machlokes now? Why one man Yama says two, one says three. So it's a little funny, like Taisus, it seems they argue, how many people does it take to spread a rumor? Does it take two people to spread a rumor, or does it take three people to spread a rumor? That seems to me the machlokes. Manyama says two, says really even one would be enough to spread a rumor. Just you need two witnesses. The one who says three says no, you need three people to spread a rumor. It's a bit of a strange machlaikis. I guess everyone agrees that three spreads a rumor better than one or two. But how much better does three spread a rumor than two? Huh? How much quicker does three spread a rumor than two? I think 5 minutes, no? How many minutes does it take for the two to become three? Huh? That's how many minutes quicker it is, no? It's such a big difference. By the time two becomes three, the three became five, Mr. But it doesn't sound like such a difference, especially if it's something you're allowed to say over. Rakapanim, that seems to be the machlaikas. So here we have the machlaikas two or three. We have two pshatim in the maskana, the Rashbam's pshat, that they're arguing if it has to be a vade person or a likely person. And Tesis pshat, that they're arguing if you could rely on a person of one or two because it's not a davar shemalim nisa. I don't think so, because Tesis is saying that the one is as good as the three. The three belashon hara is just as good as one or two here. So that the Rashbam doesn't say. The Rashbam seems to say that the word is that the word will get around. Yucha lovei la'aznav shel ma'asik. He uses the lashon that it could come by two. By two, it could yucha lovei, and by three he says v'yeda k'sheyeda kala elam kilu noyde kvar l'ma'asik. Sounds like by three it's almost sure that it's going to get there, and by two it's yochel li'ashiyada. Seems to be the difference in the way the Rashbam went. Okay. The next sugya is something we talked about once already. The idea of whether you have to make a macha every 3 years, or just once in the beginning of the 3 years. So we'll have to dig up where we spoke about it once before, but I think on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and Nitz Hashem, we'll try to cover it tomorrow.